This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The drugstore chain CVS is out with a new take on the Affordable Care Act. Later this spring, customers will be able to pay their health insurance premiums right in the store. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why CVS would want to get into the business of taking other people's payments and also what could possibly go wrong.
Right now, maybe you see your local CVS as someplace you can grab a bag of chips and a candy bar. You spend a buck or two. CVS wants you to spend a lot more than that. Jen Lynch is vice president for equity research at BMO Capital Markets. She says CVS wants to give you one more reason to drop by.
Whenever you can provide a new service, you can help increase your foot traffic to the stores.
CVS hopes more foot traffic will equal more sales. It wants to be your soup to nuts healthcare supplier, peddling everything from
Band-Aids to Q-tips to prescriptions to getting checked for strep throat.
That's George Hill. He's the healthcare services analyst at Deutsche Bank. He says there are potential pitfalls to this strategy. CVS has to be careful it doesn't get dragged down into the healthcare world's technical mire, because if there are problems with the processing of the premiums, it might not be totally CVS's fault.
But it will be CVS where the patient is standing and frustrated.
Another potential problem? Consumers could stop thinking of CVS as a retailer. Ross Mukin is a CVS analyst at ISI Group.
Do I stop in a Dollar General for a convenience item as opposed to a CVS because I now think of CVS as being a healthcare provider?
After all, CVS still wants you to buy the chips and the candy bar, just not until after you've paid your health insurance premium and picked up your prescription. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.